Saga Egmont presents This Is Me by Shari Lowe, read by Helen McAlpine. Prologue. Denise and Claire, August 2019. The fog was dense and chilling, but it was on the inside of Denise's skull. The sun shone through the window, reflecting against the mirror in front of her, but the heat couldn't permeate her body or her mind. Her movements were slow, fumbling, frustrating. The buttons on the black jacket that she couldn't make fasten, the hairbrush that she could barely raise to her head, the eyelids that she could hardly lift because she didn't want to view a world without him. Ray was gone. A visceral reaction to that thought forced the air out of her chest, causing her to buckle forward. He was gone. Her whole life wiped out in the seconds it took for his brain to stop functioning, then his heart to fail and stop. No warning, no second chances, no hope. 56 years old and he was just gone, leaving a soulless vacuum behind. She'd given up everything for him, willingly and without question. Now waves of grief were dragging the shifting sands of her life back into the water, sucking her down with them. But she had to do this last thing for him today. The crematorium was only a few miles away on the south side of Glasgow. He was there already, waiting for her. She was wearing the gorgeous Gina Bocconi black dress and jacket he'd bought her from House of Fraser last year. She'd done her makeup, just how he liked it, and she was going to walk into that crematorium with her head held high. Today, she would say a last goodbye to the man who had been her world, and she knew, without hesitation, that despite everything, she would love him until the end of time. A few miles away, her daughter Claire sat on the end of her bed, back straight so as not to put creases in the black dress she'd just peeled from the dry cleaning bag. A loose strand escaped from the chignon at the nape of her neck, and she pushed it back behind her ear with shaking hands, her fingertips gliding over the jaw that was set in defiance of her emotions. She wouldn't crumble. She wouldn't falter. Her father was gone. She exhaled, trying desperately to banish the knot that was twisting in her gut. He was gone. For 39 years, he'd been an undeniable force in her life, his actions and her reactions determining so much of who she was and what she'd become. A vision of her mother flashed before her. Losing the love of her life would have left her heartbroken, but Claire was sure to her core that Denise would hold it together, put on one last show for her husband. She had never let him down, never faltered in her adoration for a man who was so much more than flawed. It went against the laws of nature, the ways of humanity, but all she felt for her parents was disgust. That's why she too was going to walk into that crematorium with her head held high. Today, she would say a last goodbye to the man who had treated her like she was nothing, and she knew, without hesitation, that she would despise him until the end of time. Chapter 1. Claire, 2019, 1 week earlier.
"I've laced it with arsenic to put you out of your misery," Gina said, as she put a steaming cup of coffee down in front of Claire.
She hadn't bothered topping it up with cold water to cool it down and avoid scorching of the lips, because she figured Claire was so focused on staring at her phone, it would take at least 10 minutes for her to realise it was there.
"Yeah, lovely, thanks,"
Claire replied distractedly, as predicted, the jokey threat of imminent poisoning failing to register. Gina sat in her usual chair, directly across from her distracted friend, in the distracted friend's kitchen. It was only a few miles away from her home in Glasgow.